Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This came in from Emily. She actually messaged me on my Instagram account the other day. She says, "Hey, Jer Bear, love you guys. Do you ever want to talk about pet stuff?" She's like, "I got a good one for you. Last week, my dog Murphy decided socks were a 5-star meal.
Oh.
He ate them." She says, "Not just one, not just two, not just three, but 4 pairs of socks." Or was it 4 individual socks? Anyway, he had 4 socks in him, I think. I didn't realize it until he started doing that weird "I might puke" dog face.
Oh, yeah.
Off
the heaving?
Yeah. One of those. She said, "Off to the vet we went. They had to surgically remove the socks. Apparently he's not into digesting cotton," she said. Total bill, over $2,000.
Oh, my gosh.
"I could have bought him a lifetime supply of dog treats," she said. "He's fine, back to his usual self, and I'm just sitting here guarding the laundry as I write you. Tell me I'm not the only one whose pet has cost them a fortune. Again, love you guys." And that's Emily. I wrote back. I said, "Where are you from?" She says she's out in Arvada. So Emily in Arvada. So if you've had a massive vet bill, how much did your pet cost you? 303-691-1MIX, 303-691-1649. I've already got Austin, Annika, and Christina lined up on the phone. I will tell you, on Sunday night, this past Sunday, Nick Knack had to take our dog, Goldie Fawn, into the emergency vet at 10 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
10 at night.
Yeah.
Because she found out a few hours earlier, my son had been downstairs washing some grapes off, and he had dropped a grape on the floor, didn't get to it fast enough, and Goldie Fawn ate the grape.
No good. That's a bad move.
I had a hunch, because I heard that happened, and I said, aren't grapes poisonous to dogs?
Yeah, severely poisonous.
So
really bad.
We Googled it, Katie,
yeah,
and it said exactly what you just said. Grapes are poisonous to dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So we went through that back and forth for a couple hours, and the more she read, the more she was getting freaked out. 10 o'clock at night, ER vet, made the dog throw up 3 times, did blood tests, gave her fluids, $800, just to say everything's negative, everything's fine. But because my dog ate the grape, the vet recommends that you still come back for the next 3 days, the next 72 hours, and do blood tests.
To make sure.
Because it can still be in the dog's system 72 hours later and cause kidney failure.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's like that.
$100 a pop. So the one grape cost us over $1,000.
Oh, my gosh.
On our dog.
But again, like, I would have to agree with Nicole on that one. Like, if that was the situation, I probably...
That's the right thing to do.
You know,
I hemmed and hawed.
Like, I would have hated myself if something happened.
I'm sure
you guys felt the same, right?
I was like, there's no symptoms. She's not lethargic. She's not throwing up. She doesn't have diarrhea. Like... But the more she read, she's like, I'm taking her in. So I was like, well, you're the boss.
No, the grapes with dogs are so,
I had no idea
sketch.
How incredibly toxic they are.
Yeah.
Now, the vet told us, it's like, it depends on the dog, too. She's like, you can have a dog eat an entire bowl of grapes and be fine.
Yeah.
And then you can have a dog eat one grape and it'll kill him.
Yeah.
So
it's kind of the same with chocolate. Like, some dogs can handle it and some cannot. Like,
so if you're not aware of that and you're a pet owner, don't let your dogs eat grapes.
Or
something
chocolate.
Or chocolate. There's something in the skin that'll kill them. And onions, too, I think.
Yeah, onions.
Biggie.
Yeah.
Full phone lines right now. But if somebody drops off and you want to sound off, what was your vet bill? 303-691-1649. I am going to get to Annika and Christina first. Who's been holding the longest? Annika. Hi, Annika. Welcome to the show.
Hey, guys.
Morning.
Good morning. So you had a hefty vet bill?
Well, so first one, I didn't technically have to pay. My parents paid because it was my dog and I was still living at home.
Okay.
But I was letting him out to go to the bathroom later at night. It was probably like 9 o'clock at night, and I had let him out to go in the front yard, and he's a toy poodle. He was little. And at this point, I think he was like 5 years old. I didn't know that my sister was not already home. And so she comes swinging into the driveway, music blaring in her car.
No.
Does not see my dog.
Oh,
and
no.
He goes running towards her, and she runs over him.
No, no. Oh, no. Yes. Was the dog fine?
No.
Oh, Annika.
So we took him to the emergency vet, the late after hours, late night emergency vet. He had shattered his pelvis.
Yeah, like, I bet.
Honestly.
Did they try to fix him?
They did. And it was only because my sister felt so bad and my parents didn't think that she could live with that guilt if they had just put him down.
So how much to repair a shattered pelvis?
On a toy poodle, it was $8,000.
Boy, that makes my $1,000 seem like no big deal.
$8,000.
Okay, so hold on.
This little dog.
AK, I got to ask, did it survive?
He lived another 11 years.
Okay.
Well, then worth it.
Okay.
It's worth it. If you said no, sadly, the next day, but.
My heart went back to where it was supposed to be.
Yeah.
He lived another 11 years, so he's sturdy.
Okay,
my dog now. She is the stupidest dog. I don't know how she hasn't died yet. And I've stopped taking her to the vet because I'm like, I'm spending money on you and you're not, fine.
But don't learn.
But the $8,000 on the shattered pelvis, that is a hefty, hefty bill, Annika.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Well, so far you're in the lead.
Yeah.
Yep, that's a good one. Well, we appreciate you calling in. Thank you so much, Annika. Let's hop over to Christina. She's been holding forever. Hi, Christina.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. Can you beat $8,000?
I can, unfortunately.
Right. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so what was your vet bill?
So a $7,500 stem cell therapy treatment bill turned into a total of $25,500.
$25,000?
Mm-hmm. I'm shocked.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, what kind of dog and how old was the dog?
German Shepherd, and she was 7.
So $25,000 on a 7-year-old dog. That's a large dog.
Yeah.
How long is she end up living? Is she still alive?
Well, she's still alive, and it's 2 years later.
Okay.
Okay. Was it worth it to you for the $25,000?
Yes. Maybe not to my husband, but to me, yes.
For you. You just said she's your baby.
She's one of our babies.
Yeah.
So it's $25,000 for stem cell therapy.
Well, the stem cell therapy treatment was $7,500.
Oh, okay.
And then they found a mass at that time with the surgery for the stem cell. They removed the mass, and it was in a weird spot.
Mm.
So every time she sat down, her surgery incisions opened.
Oh, my
gosh. So we
had
to
keep going back.
They stitched a donut ring onto her, I call it her butt cheek, sorry.
It's all right.
That's
the
best way to explain it. So, and then I had to go every single day to Boulder for almost 45 days.
Wow.
Every day. I drove from Thornton to Boulder to have that cleaned out, repacked until it would start to heal, and they put like skin grafting over it.
Christina, I will tell you, that dog is extremely lucky to have you. Because I would have been $7,500 and done.
Won the owner lottery for sure.
Well, yeah, and I'm kind of on the husband's side. We got a bunch of calls to get to, Christina, but so far she's in the lead, $25,000.
That's a lot of money.
For sewing up that butt cheek all the time. My God, she is lucky to have Christina. All right, here's Austin. Hi, Austin.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're super dupes. Tell us about your vet bill.
So my dog tore her ACL a few years ago, and that was about, it wasn't hers, but it was $7,000.
It was an old football injury or something?
They say it's genetic.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, so if they tear one, the chances of them tearing another one is 60%.
Oh, God. And you lucked out
so
and got that dog.
She tore the other one 2 years later.
No.
She's a little $14,000 dog now, just walking around.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't even.
Oh, yeah.
I can't even.
And, like, there's also the thing with pets. Like, the insurance doesn't cover their medical procedures like humans, right?
They don't cover any sort of, ligament issues.
That's crazy.
So my sister's got the pet insurance, and they had an issue with their pug, and it was, $10,000. And the insurance covered, $500 of it.
I know. It's not that.
It's a racket. It's a racket, the pet insurance is.
Yes.
Well, if anyone's thinking about getting a pet today, rethink your decisions.
But they bring so much joy.
What was your dog's name, or is your dog's name?
Her name is actually Kitty.
Kitty the
oh
dog.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Kitty. Austin, thank you for calling in with that hefty bill. Who else we got? Stephanie. Hi, Stephanie.
Hello.
Hello. All right, tell us about that vet bill.
Yeah, so during COVID, April of 2020, my dog started pooping, vomiting, everything, lost like 20-something pounds, and couldn't figure out what it was. We thought it was diet-related, so we were switching all these foods, going to the vet. Final vet bill from figuring out what it was lymphangiectasia. And his bill ended up being around $7,000-$8,000 when it was all said and done from figuring out that.
What
and
was
then,
the name of it? It sounds like a Disney villain.
Yeah,
I know. It's called lymphangiectasia, and his intestines didn't absorb protein.
Wow,
so
weird.
Super low fat, had to give him good protein. And then to follow it up, like, 2 months later, I kid you not, he ate 5 boxes of yogurt-covered raisins.
Oh, my gosh.
And I looked at my husband, and I was like,
oh, hell
if
no.
This is how he wants to go out, then
this is his own damn fault, right?
Yeah. Exactly, yes.
Yeah, so, God, you were up there, too. What's the dog's name?
His name was Turner. We recently put him down, but he lived, another 5.5 years.
Well,
so
again, I guess we're worth the money, right?
Exactly.
Stephanie, thank you for sharing your story with us today. Have a
thank
good one.
You.
All right, bye.
You too.
Oh, my
so
God.
Many.
Sarah, I'm seeing what's on the screen here, what your dog ate, and it's cracking me up.
Yeah, so my dog, Mia, she's great, but she's obsessed with water. Like, she just loves water. And one day we had her sprinkler system on, like normal. It was probably like 7:30 at night. My husband had her outside and didn't realize that the sprinklers were on because, you know, it was on like every other day schedule. So she was out there for the entire system going off probably for like a half hour, where she ran in our backyard to each sprinkler head and dug it up and ate it.
Oh,
so she
delicious.
Gallons and gallons of water, completely ruined our sprinkler system in our backyard. So she was not acting right. You know, she was like, her jaw was clenched. She was hiding in a corner. I'm like, we got to take her in. So we brought her in. And of course, it was after hours. So we had to bring her to the ER. And that visit wasn't too bad. They just ran. Sorry, you hear my dog in the background
yeah,
right now?
Yeah.
She's so thirsty.
You're talking about me.
So that wasn't too bad. They just ran some tests. You know, she was okay. She was going to urinate it out. But so we had to pay that bill. That wasn't too much. That was like $800.
What was the grand total?
Then we had to, the vet total was like $800, but our sprinkler system, that was about $5,000.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess they didn't factor that cost in, fixing the sprinkler.
Yeah, so her little fun day, as the vet put it, that she had the best time of her life.
That little hellion,
cost
though.
Cost about almost $6,000.
And then when she, after she did that and she peed, it went
Yeah, the back seat of my car. Oh, my God, my core car. Then I had to go get that detail, too.
Oh, that's enjoy that on a hot day.
The hits keep coming.
Oh, my God. Sarah, thank you for sharing your story. That's a good one. All right, we'll do 3 more. Melissa, Taryn, and Leanne, and we'll do 4. Holly. Hi, Holly.
Oh, hi, guys.
Hi. What's your story?
Yeah, we adopted our dog, Rye, a couple months ago. So the foster told us that the dog was potty trained. He was not, spoiler alert. So we also have a baby daughter.
Oh, your phone's cutting out.
My husband, the dog, and my daughter are all upstairs, and so, like, everybody is just kind of doing their own thing, right? And so my husband is like, oh my God, you know, this is crazy. And I'm like, oh my God, what's happening? So we go upstairs. The dog pooped in our bedroom, and then the baby crawled in the poop, and then she was eating the poop.
Oh,
so there was, like, dog poop everywhere. Smeared everywhere. So we were like, oh my God. So then I got the baby, I cleaned her, and then my husband got the poop. But it's actually not a vet bill. It's a baby bill. So the baby actually got a little sick. So we had to take her to the doctor because we were afraid that she ate
Giardia or something.
It was just gross.
So what's the crazy part of the story?
I know. How much did it cost?
I was like, hold on.
Right? Ew. The baby's crawling in poop, Jeremy.
Poop and eating it.
At that point, it's like you just want to hose that baby off.
I bet. Right? Like,
just yuck, Holly. Well, thank you for grossing us out, Holly. That's a heck of a story.
No,
I want to go brush my teeth now.
I know. And take a shower.
Holly, thank you.
Oh,
thank
my
you.
Goodness.
Oh, my God. All right.
I know.
Leanne. Hi, Leanne. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, really quick.
JKK.
What, JKK, hey. Here we are. All right, Leanne, really quick, what is your vet bill?
$279 a month times 14 years.
Oh, my God.
Somebody do the math on that. Did you do the math on that, Leanne?
I'm sorry, I couldn't. I was driving.
That's all right. So why are you spending the $279 a month?
My cat, Mr. Fuzzyhead, I took him from a friend of mine who decided he was going to put him in a one bedroom and not a whole house. And the first vet visit, the vet said, something is going on with his lungs. They don't look right. And we just took that as a baseline. And from that day forward, he had a half a pill in the morning and a half a pill at night, and then a baby nebulizer in the morning and a baby nebulizer at night for the next 14 years.
A baby nebulizer for a kitty?
Josh did the math. It's like $47,000 plus. So.
And he, oh, my God, I never did the math.
She didn't even
you should
know
have told
that.
Her.
Oh,
my God.
It's $5, actually, Leanne.
Thank you so much, Katie.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but you know what? He was, Mr. Fuzzyhead was the coolest cat because he was more like a dog than a cat. And he would just suffer through all of it.
Aww.
And he lived 18 years, so he was cool. He was a cool
guy. Expensive.
And he's got a super cute name, Leanne. Thank you for sharing, and good God, that's a big number, you guys.
Oh, my gosh.
Big number.
You
thank you, Leanne.
How many people are spending.
Hey, Taryn.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What was your vet bill?
Well, it was actually my parents when I was in college. My mom now has learned her lesson ever since, but she had told me about how my family cat, it's actually more of her cat, you know, before I went to college. It was like the replacement cat, but it was like her cat.
Okay, so what happened to the cat and how much was it? I don't care whose cat it was.
The cat ended up swallowing a piece of thread, got into her sewing kit, didn't know that it wrapped around the back of its tongue into its intestine.
Yeah.
They had to, he lived for like 17 years beyond that.
Oh, my God.
How much was it?
His intestine. It was about $4,000.
Yeah.
An emergency surgery on the weekend. Yeah. So he became a $4,000 cat, and she gave my dad the whole spiel, you're going to let him suffer and blah, blah, blah. And he's like, $4,000?
It's a lot of money. It is definitely a lot of money.
Yeah, they took out part of his intestine. And ever since, anything floss, anything small like that, she was always afraid. So she always just made sure it either got flushed down the toilet or it was away from where the cat could get to it because it just became a super expensive thing.
Yeah, absolutely. You don't want that to happen again. God. Thank you, Taryn, for the call. That's what it is like now with the grapes since the dog ate the one grape. Whenever we have grapes, now we're like, check the floor.
Yeah.
Nobody drop a grape. We can never have grapes again.
Yeah.
No grapes in this house. All right, Melissa, you get the final word on this. What was your vet bill?
Hi. Okay, so I had just adopted my dog, and I had to go out of town at a family funeral, and I left him with my boyfriend at the time, and he was walking in. Unfortunately, my dog got off the leash and ran away super fast down major road by my house. And basically bled his paw pads raw. Completely raw. Took him into the vet. My boyfriend did. Cost me $500 for the vet to literally put socks on him and send him home and let him heal. And
oh, my gosh.
But,
isn't that funny?
Yeah.
Like those stupid
$500 for
That's what I was like on Sunday night when she's like, yeah, they made the dog throw up 4 times and it was $800. I was like, to make the dog throw up?
I could have made the dog throw up.
I could have stuck my fingers in her throat. Melissa, thank you for the call. It's funny.
That's crazy.
More of them are rolling in on the text line. There's just so much money being spent on our little fur babies.
Oh, yeah.
$47,000.
And then Robert.
Years.
And then Robert out of nowhere, $13,000 for my horse.
Oh.
All right, Robert.
Yeah, that'll do it too. Man.
Hey, guys, thank you so much for calling in and sounding off for show wants to know.